I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Happy New Year, and welcome to the Stress Mastery Podcast. My name is Peggy Romero, and I'm stepping in for Mark Middlestead today. He will be back tomorrow for the Sunday edition of the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Today, I'd like to talk to you about starting over. Starting over isn't always a bad thing. In fact, it can be a really good thing. You have a fresh new path ahead. It's a good time to broaden your horizons, tackle a new challenge, achieve a goal that you've been dreaming about forever. The sky is really the limit, you know, or dare I say, there is no limit to your potential. When you're at the start, the possibilities are literally endless. And here we are again, 2022. A new year, a new day, perhaps a new season in life. Where are you right now? For me, I can say all of the above. This year, I've learned that everything in your life could change in an instant. I've learned that you're not guaranteed good health, so you better take care of it and treasure it. I've learned to enjoy the people that I love and to have no expectations. I've learned that every new day that we get to walk on this earth is a blessing. I have had so much change and loss this year. I actually almost got my butt kicked. But I'm a fighter, and fighters don't quit. Nope, not ever. However, my main goal in life is just to live in peace. Well, honestly, peace, love, and joy. But isn't that what we all want? Seriously, what else really matters besides that? I have had a ton of change this year. Fortunately, I'm not afraid of change. In fact, usually I welcome it. I get pretty bored without things changing constantly. But let me tell you, this has been a lot of change in a really short time. Lots of things I wasn't wishing or hoping for. Things were kind of falling apart and none of it was planned very well. Lots of it wasn't planned at all, which is way out of my comfort zone because I'm a planner. I'm usually totally organized, a doer, and then suddenly most of my life was not in my control anymore. I didn't want to break up, but unfortunately I did. I wasn't planning on selling my home that I built over 25 years ago, but was left with the choice of either selling it or taking care of 5 acres alone. I just didn't want to do that anymore. I certainly didn't want to start my life over, and yet, here I am. I'm happy with the decisions that I've made. Even though everything feels a little out of control, the decisions that I made were actually very well thought out, so most of the stuff didn't happen suddenly. I have zero regrets. But change upon change upon change came fast this past year for me. This put me way out of my comfort zone. I wasn't the one who planned it. Like I said, I'm used to being in control and I actually wasn't. But you can't live scared. You can't live with regret, and you can't give up on yourself. That's just not an option, obviously. Things may not be working the way that I had envisioned them, but it's still my life. Everything is still mine. Everything in this little world that I live in is in my control. I am the author of the book of my life. I can start today and write the next chapter. Or as they say, I'm still in the driver's seat. Every day I spend time making plans for me, picturing what I want, using my imagination, setting my goals, and setting my intention to stay focused on the goals. I still have the same goals, after all. I am still me. I had 2 surgeries and got really sick, but I have the same goals, the same hopes, the same desires. Everything is still in my heart, just like it was before. I just have to get back to them. They've been in my heart for so long, waiting to be fulfilled. I will get to it. I just got derailed for a time. But I can't let fear stop me. I can't let discouragement stop me. I'm just beginning in my own way. I have to remind myself to keep my eye on the prize. We're all working on setting our goals and intentions at this time of year. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to know in our hearts that this is what we want. We have to know in our hearts that our wishes can be fulfilled. Just because my plans didn't work out last year, it doesn't mean they're not going to work out this year. In fact, I'd even say that the fact that they didn't work out before only means that God has a better plan for me. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. I know there's a plan. I was put here for a purpose. Okay, so use your imagination and picture this. It's a beautiful sunny day, and you're at the beach. Friends, family, rest, relaxation, whatever you love at the beach. You're sitting under this great big blue and white umbrella. So comfortable. Everything is just great. The whole trip is going along beautifully. You decide to go out in the water and play around for a while. It's a perfect day. Why wouldn't you? So you're out splashing around in the water quite a while, swimming, body surfing, playing in the waves, jumping around. And looking back to the shore, you realize that your great big blue and white umbrella is out of sight. You scan the beach. You can't see it anywhere. How did you get so far away? The tide has been pulling you this way and that you're not even sure where you are. You just know that you're not near where you started. You're no longer straight out from that umbrella. You're not where you thought you were at all. Well, where am I? How did I get so far away from the umbrella? In fact, looking all over, scanning back and forth, you just really can't see the umbrella at all. You swim back to the shore, but you don't even know which way to go. The undercurrent has pulled you so far away and you really haven't been paying attention. So you're walking on the beach. First, you walk to the left for a little bit and think, no, this isn't right. So then you decide to go to the right, walking and walking for what seems a long time, maybe a mile, maybe more. How'd I get so lost? I am so far away from where I thought I was. Where am I now? How did I get this far off course? I only took my eye off the umbrella for a minute, but now I'm so far away. How do I get back? I'm so confused. It seems so hard. How do I find my way? Sometimes you just want to sit down and cry. You're scared. You're alone. You don't even know exactly how to get to where you're going or if you even really want to get there anymore. But you can't give up. You have to find your way. So you go, even though you're scared. You just go anyways. And finally, voila, there it is. There's that big blue and white umbrella. Oh, it's in your sight. Oh, thank heavens. It's been right there all the time. You were the one that got off course, but it's still there. Now imagine, if you haven't guessed it by now, your goal is that great big blue and white striped umbrella on the beach. It's right there. It's for you to grab. It's all yours. In fact, it's only yours. You can come back to it whenever you're ready, or should I say whenever you're willing. What I'm saying is it doesn't matter how far away the undercurrent pushed you. It doesn't matter how the tides in your life turn. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to make your way back. It only matters that you do. That dream, that desire, that goal, it doesn't go away. It's never going to go away. It's yours. Come back to your goals. The desires of your heart were put there for a reason, and you are the only one who could accomplish them. They're yours, and they're only for you. It's no accident. You are here for a purpose. You know what that purpose is. In fact, you're the only one who knows what that purpose is. Don't be afraid to dream big, big dreams, and don't let the undercurrent of life push you away from the endless possibilities that God has in store for you. You are full of potential. I'm just asking you to be willing to start over, to be flexible when things go haywire. And no matter how far off track you get, please go back and look for your umbrella. It's there. It's waiting for you. And the thing is, it's yours. Just waiting to be fulfilled. It's your destiny. Nobody else can write the book that you want to write, start the company that you want to start. And you know that job that you've been dreaming of? You are the best person for it. It's never too late to make adjustments. It's never too late to start over. Don't let your fear of failure stop you from becoming all that you were meant to be. Set your mind and keep it set. Stay aligned with your purpose. You guys, the sky's the limit, so stay focused. Try not to be distracted. And when you do get distracted, just refocus. Just get back on track. Find your umbrella. If you fall off, get back on. It doesn't matter how many times you make a mistake as long as you keep going. Learn from your experiences. Don't be too hard on yourself. We all make mistakes. Dare to dream the impossible dream and go for the goals that you set for 2022. I believe it's going to be a great year for all of us, and I believe in you. Let's make our way back up the beach together. I know I have my umbrella in sight. Do you? Well, happy 2022, guys. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet, and you can help us on that mission by simply like, share, or subscribe. The links are just below the show notes. Until next time, stay inspired.